Do you have a story to tell Norfolk? Email us at yourstory@bbc.co.uk now. Chris Gorham and Nikki Barnes, 10 till 1 on BBC Radio Norfolk.
Good morning. This is the Chris and Nikki Morning Show with you here until 1. This morning we've got a special guest, Radio 1's Dominic Byrne. Morning, Dominic.
Good morning to you. It's a pleasure to be here. Hello, hello, hello.
How's it feel to be live on Radio Norfolk?
It's very exciting for me because my grandparents live in Fakenham and my other granddad lives in Freethorpe in Norfolk. So it's, for me, this is an honour. I'm very excited. They are listening.
Well, if you haven't heard him before, this is Dominic in his normal job reading the news on Radio 1.
And the main news this morning is a call to prosecute parents who give alcohol to under-15s. Comes from the charity Alcohol Concern. They say so many young children are drinking too much, mums and dads now need to be taking the problem more seriously. Here's our health reporter, Helen Neal.
Now, Dominic has this ambition to host a show here with us on BBC Radio Norfolk, so we thought this morning we would offer him some work experience. So this is the last time you're going to hear me for a while. I'm going to sit back and listen while Dominic, you and Nikki talk to everybody.
That's very kind of you, Chris, and I like the fact you're trusting me with your show, which I think is brave and possibly silly. But thank you very much.
So if you want to talk to Dominic, you can give us a call, 01603 617 321, or text us 07786 200 951. We thought, Dom, because you're a Norfolk boy, brought up in Norwich, and then you left to go to the Big Smoke.
Well, I left when I was six, and then sort of moved all around the country with sort of my dad work and all that sort of stuff, and then moved to London sort of 9, 10 years ago, yeah.
Well, we thought today we'd ask everybody their views. Why did you leave to go to London? Dom, we're going to hear why you ended up in London in a little while, why I ended up in London in a little while.
Yeah.
But we want to talk to you today. We want to ask you, why did you leave to go to London? But what made you come back again? This comes on the day there's a survey which says Norfolk is one of the safest and best places to live in the country, and London is the worst. Is London the worst, Dom?
Well, I mean, yes, possibly. I mean, if you haven't lived in London all your life, which I haven't, then there are bits of London that, I mean, it smells, which Norfolk doesn't. Norfolk smells beautiful, and the people here are lovely. And people in London don't necessarily have lots of time for you. You know, if you go into a shop, you won't be engaged in conversation, you'll be asked for your money, type thing.
But we do know that actually, for a lot of people, London is the Holy Grail. Why did you go to London? 01603 617 321 or text 07786 200 951.
That's Marvin Gaye, of course. I heard it through the grapevine. Hello, you may not know my voice. My name's Dominic Byrne. I read the news on Radio 1, and it's always been my ambition to host a local radio phone-in show, or co-host, I should say, because Nikki Barnes is the proper woman, and I'm rubbish, probably. The Radio 1 breakfast show, Chris Moyles, we are in Norwich this morning, and it's all because I always wanted to host a local radio phone-in show, and Radio Norfolk asked me to come in, and I'm here, and it's bizarre. But I hope it'll be okay, and please phone in, because I've got the number. It's 01603, that's the code to Norwich, isn't it?
That's right.
01603 617 321. That's 01603 617 321. And you can text us 07786 200 951.
And we're asking today, because Dom's here and because he's come up from the Big Smoke, we want to know, what is it that made you go to London? What was it that made you pack your bags, go down the A11, down to London? And what made you come back again? And I have to say, I came back for love.
Did you?
I did. I was here studying, went off and trained as a journalist, and him indoors was up the A11, and I had to come back, and London was horrible.
He was up the A11. Is that a local phrase, or is that?
No, that is just where he was.
Oh, okay, I see, fine. And you happily in love?
Yeah, happily in love.
That's nice.
All these years on. So there we are. Did you come back to Norfolk for love, or
no,
was it more?
I came back for money. Because I was working in the north of England, and I came back and got a job at Radio 1. And that was in London, so I kind of came back for work and career, and I found love in London, and married, and we have two children, so kind of we found love after initially getting some cash.
But how is life in London, especially with two children?
Well, it's nice. We live about 30 miles out of London, but I work obviously in the centre of London. But it's very nice. I prefer Norfolk for sort of walking, and you've got lovely beaches here. Holcombe and is it Holt Beach?
No. Holt isn't. Weybourne?
Holt's not in Norfolk.
Wells.
Brancaster as well. Sheringham we used to come to as a kid. So all that sort of thing is beautiful. So I can understand why people would, you know, if they want to sort of get on in their career a bit quickly, perhaps move to London. But I think a lot of people will also be drawn back.
Well, we've already got some, you're getting people going already.
Good.
So you can introduce our first call-in, Dom.
This is a big moment for me, Nikki, because I've never done this before. We have a caller. It's Sam in North Walsham. Sam, hi.
Hello.
Hello, Sam. How are you?
I'm very well, thank you.
And how's North Walsham today?
It's fantastic. Very nice. I'm very pleased to be here.
Good. Now, Sam, have you been to London and have you moved back?
Yes, we did. I think it's sort of five, six years ago, I moved to London with my husband.
Right.
Because his job took him there. And we sort of lived in Wimbledon Park for sort of about 9 months, and then we moved out to Guildford.
Now, for people who won't know London, Wimbledon Park is quite a posh area, isn't it?
Well, I don't know. People might think it is, but I didn't think it was at the time. It's a very nice experience, and I think if you get the opportunity to do it, it's fun, but it's not. I don't think it's all it's cracked up to be.
So, like Nikki, did you moved back, you moved to London for love, and you've moved back again?
We moved back again because my husband was in one of those sort of corporate life jobs where you're sort of away all the time.
Sure.
We've had two children, and we decided that we actually wanted to do something completely different and start up our own business, so we came back to Norfolk to do that.
Sam, how much was the children an influence? Dom say he's got two children, and he's happy bringing up his kids in London. What about you? Was bringing up kids in London an option?
Funnily enough, that's one of the key things we decided to move home for, because when we actually lived sort of Guildford Woking Way, when we were looking at schools, I mean, I couldn't even get my eldest child into a preschool. There was like an 18-month waiting list, and all the schools that I really wanted to get him into were so oversubscribed because it's quite built up, it was impossible. And we were looking at private schools, etc., which actually wasn't really what we wanted to do. And then when we came back to Norfolk, you know, my son now goes to a very small primary school, which has 90 children in total, and I had no problem getting him in at all. So from that point of view, I feel that schools, etc., there's been a lot of benefits to us.
Do you find the pace of life is a factor as well? Because London is very hectic, isn't it?
It
and
is.
People don't really have time for
it's
each other.
It's extremely hectic. I mean, there are bits I miss. I miss being able to get on the train and pop up to London, which is only half an hour away, and I think there's some kids things great to do in London.
Yeah.
But I think Norfolk's beautiful countryside, it's a bit more laid back. I mean, Sunday drivers can be a bit of a pain, but it's because it's quite slow. But, you know, I don't miss London for its pace, and, you know, I think it can be a bit money-driven as well, which I think is not always a good thing.
Thanks, Sam. Workers, so there we are already, Dom. We've got one definitely for London. Is okay to start off, but good to come back to.
Absolutely. Thank you, Sam.
Thank you very much.
We're now going to Martin.
Hi
Martin,
there.
Hello.
Hi there.
What's your view?
I'm very anti and pro. I'm young. I live on the coast. I live in Holcombe. Well, I'd like to live in Holcombe.
There's not much in Holcombe, Martin.
I'm self-employed. I run my shop from Holcombe. It's good for people to come here in the tourist industry, but I think people are moving away, they're getting their big money in London, and they're actually not coming back here to live, but they're coming here to buy the local homes, they're putting the house prices up, and young people are having to move away.
So I guess that's a problem for you then. So you're trying to keep a business going, and Holcombe is just a desert in the winter?
Yes, it is. I'm 22, I'm only now self-employed. My business is aimed at the tourist, you know, 70% of it is aimed at the tourist trade.
Sorry, Martin, it's Dominic here, hello.
Hi there, Dominic.
What do you think Holcombe could do to improve tourism sort of during the winter months?
Holcombe, I have to say, is one of the best places in Norfolk, and a lot of people say the coast in Norfolk is the best coast in the UK. You know, there's so many things are filmed here, and there's so many people flock here, but I think, you know, it's good that I think we need to promote Norfolk, we need to get people down here, and you know yourself what it's like.
Yes.
But it completely does the wrong thing for housing, and, you know, I'm not going to be able to afford a house here. You know, start a home here is, you know, 190, 210, and for someone on a general income, self-employed, I can't afford that.
That's a lot of money, isn't it?
You know, you get people down here who will come and buy a house for £1 million, well, that's their bonus for the year, because they're earning ridiculous amounts of money in London.
So, Martin, do you feel that there's going to be a point where, if your business doesn't take off, you might be forced out just simply you can't afford to live there and build your own life in Holcombe?
I'd like to think it's not going to get to that stage. I'm lucky enough to be part of the Holcombe estate, and Holcombe are very supportive. They've got a lot of houses they rent out. So, you know, it's going to get to that point where, you know, I am going to be renting in, you know, hopefully next year. maybe the year after. But as for buying a house and settling down and actually getting an investment for my family, you know, that seems a long way off.
Martin, thank you very much for that. So already, Dom, you see, we've got two conflicting views. Great for schools, not too long waiting lists, but a right pain if you're trying to get on the housing list. So it's not all roses in Norfolk. And so, I mean, tell us what you think. Is it great being in Norfolk, or would you rather be in London? Why did you move to London in the first place?
Can I do the telephone number again?
Oh, go on, Dom. Dom wants to do the telephone number.
01603-617-321. That's 01603-617-321. This is I Don't Want a Lover by Texas.
Through the Morning
with BBC Radio Norfolk.
Good morning. This is The Morning Show with Chris and Nikki. Today with our special guest presenter, Dominic Byrne from Radio 1. We've been talking about why you went to London in terms of moving to London and what made you come back again.
Me, money. But sorry, that's terrible.
Short and sweet.
You moved there for love, and I moved there just for hard cash. But I can also understand why it's beautiful to live in Norfolk, because you haven't got the smelly cars. I mean, you've got cars, obviously, but you haven't got the smelly pollution you have in London. And people seem to have a lot more time for each other here, which is nice.
Oh, that's nice to hear. So you've had a good welcome when you've been here.
It's been fantastic. Yeah, we've been mobbed this morning. It's brilliant. In the forum, because I've never been. Last time I was in Norwich, I was 6 years old, and the Market Square was sort of the same as it is now. But
it's had a facelift
since. You've got all these amazing buildings around it now. This forum place is incredible. So we've got lots of people through the glass watching us doing our show in here. It's brilliant.
You see, everybody, we're going to be luring Dom and Chris Moyles and the rest of his team back to Norfolk. They may never go back to London again. Now, we've had some texts on this.
Yes.
Off you go.
There's one. Right, here we go. There's one from Wendy. She says, hello. Hello, Wendy. I have never lived in London. I did go there once for a countryside march. What a hole, she says. And she's putting new spark plugs in her tractor. And do you think she is doing that? Or do you think she...
I'm sure she's doing that. Well, thank you very much, Wendy.
She's in Bungie.
We saved that one specially for Dom.
Thank you very much.
The rural text this morning. Hope you're getting all right with spark plugs, Wendy. We've had another text without a name in it saying, hi, guys. I say you come back to what you know. You're in Norwich. You went away to uni in Preston, then moved to Greece. But sooner or later, something draws you back. What is it that draws you back to Norfolk? You've got the phone numbers, haven't you, Dom?
I have. The phone number is 01603 617 321. That's 01603 617 321. And the text number to 07786 200 951. And we've got another caller. It's Jean, or Jean, if it's a French man. But I imagine it's Jean in Great Barton. Jean.
Jean. Genie in Norfolk, actually, they call me.
They call you who?
Genie.
They call you Genie?
Yes.
Okay, so you're not a French man?
No.
Okay. Jean, you moved away and you've come back.
No, I still live in Great Barton in Bury St Edmunds, which is about an hour, three quarters of an hour.
She's over the border, Dominic. We'll allow her on just this once.
Do you allow
I'm
people
over the
like
border,
this?
Border. From okay. Norwich, originally. Ended, I can't keep, we always go back when we were up there for a day yesterday, and I wish I knew what it was, but I think it's, like you, it's the people.
Yes.
The people are so friendly. I can stop anyone, you know, not anybody, I've got friends.
Yeah.
Call on them, don't have to ring them up for our family, there's always a cup of tea.
Yeah.
And I just find that, I think Norwich is fantastic now.
It's changed a lot, because
it's changed a lot, yeah.
I haven't been here for sort of 29 years or so. It's lovely, isn't it?
It's beautiful. But I wish I knew what it was that Norfolk people, Norwich people, do come back. We all go away. I've been different places. I went to Australia for 2.5 years.
Did you? Whereabouts were you?
In Sydney.
Oh, very nice.
A few years ago, but no, it's just the pull of the Norfolk people, I think.
But, Jean, 2.5 years in Australia, that's emigration, isn't it? Why?
I did.
Was it a long holiday?
No, that was emigration then.
So what brought you back then?
I could not. I was just homesick all the time. I still am. And I live an hour up the road.
Well, it's time you moved house then.
I can't leave my grandchildren behind.
Okay. Well, perhaps, you know, when they're a bit older, you can move.
Yes, I will. Okay. I will. But it's just the lovely people. But you've got a lovely voice.
Who, me?
Yes.
Thank you very much. That's very nice.
We'll keep in talking, Jean. Jean, thank you for that.
And I think everybody will agree it's the friendliness of Norfolk.
Well, we think.
Sorry for calling you a French man earlier as well.
No, I'm fine.
Okay.
Bye.
Thanks, Jean.
So we've got two for Norfolk saying absolutely no, great schools, great place to be, great people.
Yeah.
And we've got one against saying it's dreadful if you want to buy a house, especially if you live in North Norfolk. Let's go to Diana now. Diana, you're in Downham Market. What about you?
Well, I'm afraid I'm going to talk about the house prices and things as well.
Go on then, get angry.
I could get very angry.
Go on.
I have someone who'd like to come back to Norfolk, a 21-year-old daughter who's at university. Is she ever likely to be able to come back to Norfolk and live? No.
Mm.
I'm in Downham Market. When I moved here, I'm Norfolk born and bred, but when we got married, we moved here in 1978, and it was a small town of 3,000 people. Now we're up to, I don't know, about 8,000 or 9,000, and if every road on one certain estate is called Regent's Way, Finchley Road, Oxford Place, where do they all come from?
Do you think, though, that, I mean, obviously London is very expensive, yes. Everyone knows London's very expensive, as any capital city is, but parts of Norfolk are getting very expensive as well, aren't they? Burnham Market, for instance, is very expensive.
Yesterday, in the local paper, there was a large article about a gentleman who had sold a house in London for £1 million and had come down to somewhere near Norwich and bought a large place for £500,000. And he was bragging how much he'd made.
Mm.
Now, that really does get up people's noses, because I even can't afford to move in my own hometown.
Mm.
You know, there are five bungalows that have just gone up behind me, tiny little places, nearly £250,000. We wouldn't even get that for our own. But I guarantee you, it will be Londoners or people from the home counties that will come down and buy them, because they've sold theirs for £400,000 and they come down and they think £250,000 is a bargain. And in Yorkshire, where my daughter is now, they have now put a kind of block on that you can only buy a second home or a home in Yorkshire if you sort of come from it. I can't quite remember the details of it, but it's all to do with them being a national park.
Mm.
And I think that time has come when we have to do something in Norfolk. I know it's going to be controversial, but it is really getting very, very serious. There is just nothing in Norfolk that local people, and it's not just the youngsters, can afford to buy. And many of the people that are coming down the state, second homes, third homes, homes to rent out. And the gentleman from Holcombe was talking about the pay. There's no way that somebody who works in rural agriculture at £5, whatever it is an hour, can afford absolutely anything. They're not even going to be able to afford the rent soon.
You're getting very angry at this, Diana, aren't you?
Yes.
I can hear the anger in your voice.
Very strongly.
Diana,
I don't know what we can do. Mm. I just don't know.
Well, I think your idea, Diana, of putting a ban on second homes is quite a good idea. I can see Don Pratt's looking through the EDP's property pages today and going, oh, wow, what could I buy?
Yeah.
It would just take a few large building construction firms. It would be nice to see some large local building construction firms have the guts to sell possibly 10% of their properties at a price which perhaps is lower than they would normally do, because they're going to make a bomb on the other ones.
All right, Diana, listen, we'll leave it there. But the problem is, if Norfolk wasn't so nice, nobody would want to come and live here. So that's the problem, isn't it?
Oh, that is the problem, yes. But it's not very nice when somebody can't even come back to Norfolk who lives here.
Absolutely. So. Thanks ever so much.
Thanks a lot. Bye-bye.
Thanks now. Bye. That's Diana in Downham Market. Right, the phone number is 01603. How am I doing so far?
Not too bad.
01603 617 321 is the phone number. 01603 617 321.
And the text number 07786 200951. This is The Morning Show with Chris and Nikki. This morning with our guest presenter, Dominic Byrne from BBC Radio 1. It's just coming up to 10:30. And we're asking you, why did you go to London? And what made you come back again? Why did you move to London for work? And what made you come back again? And I think we've already heard that actually a lot of people can't move back again because although house prices are hugely high in London, they're getting high in Norfolk and it's difficult to come back.
And it makes people mad.
It certainly is. We've had...
Like Diana.
Quite a lot of calls here. I lived in Harrow and hated every minute of it. This is Lucy. £700 a month to rent a pokey flat. She lives in Lincoln now, but visits family in Norfolk every 2 weeks. But again, the same thing. If she could afford to come home, you would. Lucy, we're really sorry. What can we do about this? Is there a solution to this? Let's go to Justin now. Justin, you're in Kings Lynn. Hi. What about you?
Hiya. I basically think that, you know, everyone should go to London for a time, because living out in Norfolk, especially right out in some of the far places, you know, you don't get to experience that much, and everyone gets into a certain sort of type of way. I mean, I moved down to London really to be with my wife. I was just like a local lad stuck in, like, you know, an unskilled rubbish job. Went down there and sort of, there's so much more opportunities, and it opens your eyes, you know, and opinions as well, and you can gain a lot more experience in a small space of time. Myself, you know, I got in with a gardening company, and they've taught me everything I needed to know. And yes, it is expensive in London, but we've moved back, and you know, I paid £1,000 a month living in a pokey flat in Hackney, and then I've come back. The rent's half of what it is out here. I mean, all right, the wages are lower, but what you gain from going into London, you're not going to get that out in Norfolk. You know, that's just not going to happen. So. For everyone who's like, oh, it's expensive to move back. Well, yeah, it is if you want to buy, but you know, you've got to do that balance of life and all the rest of it, haven't you?
So you've got to experience it to realise what you're missing.
Exactly. Well, you can't appreciate one without the other.
Sure.
You know, if you don't move back to London, you don't appreciate popping back. You know, if you don't move back to Norfolk, you don't appreciate popping into London to pick up the pace. Otherwise, you get stuck in a mundane sort of, you know, not saying that it's all mundane in Norfolk because there's a lot going on as well, but it's nice to have the relaxing sort of side of Norfolk, but go back into London and you know, experience something different.
All right, Justin, thank you very much indeed for your phone call. And we got a text here as well saying, I think Norwich being safe is a bit debatable. I live near the university, and in the past week, several students have been attacked and 15 cars were smashed up in one night. So perhaps arguing, possibly Norwich isn't as safe as this survey would suggest. We'll go to another phone call, I think. Heather is in Holcombe. Heather, hello.
Hello.
How are you?
I'm fine, thank you.
Are you enjoying the show?
Oh, I am, yes.
Good.
Very interesting.
Any bits that you would like me to improve on? Because this is the first time I've ever done a local radio phone-in show.
Oh, no, you're doing fine.
Brilliant. All right, Heather.
I've lived in Holcombe, another Holcombe listener,
yeah,
all my life. I grew up here. And when I was younger, I absolutely hated it because I couldn't go anywhere. There was no bus links. There was nothing to do. But for young people, there is nothing here. There's no clubs, no youth clubs. I mean, there's a few now that are coming up for you know, in various parts of the county. But when I was growing up, there was nothing. And
is it about time Holcombe had its own nightclub, do you think?
I don't think so. No, I don't think it needs a nightclub.
The Holcombe Heights or something like that would be quite nice, wouldn't it?
Oh, well, I did, you know, I went into places like Norwich, but it's a long way to go. I mean, it's, what, 28 miles to Norwich? You can't just jump in a taxi. It's, you know, it costs a fortune.
Heather, that's the difference, isn't it? That's the difference, isn't it? I think us here in Norwich, we've got everything we need, whereas if you're further out, if you're on the coast, or if you're relying on your car, or you've got a lousy bus service, actually Norfolk, although there are good bits, you've got the green and the tranquility. If you've got little job prospects and you can't buy a house, you might as well move to London.
Yes. But now, being older, I absolutely love the place. I have worked in London, and I wouldn't move away for the world now.
You don't sound very old, though. How old are you, Heather?
Oh, that's a big secret.
You see, watch it, these Radio 1 types.
Something that you should never ask.
Well, absolutely. But, you know, you're making yourself sound like an OAP. I wouldn't put you above 40.
Oh, I'm not above 40.
Okay, well, there you go. You see, you're not old.
He's treading on dangerous ground, Heather, isn't he?
Very dangerous.
Heather, thank you very much indeed. Let's talk now to Lisa in Aylsham. Lisa, how about you?
Hi, I'm an Australian, actually, and I moved to Norfolk. Well, I first came in when I was 21, 10 years ago, for a year, just for a work placement, and I loved
it. You don't sound Australian at all.
I ended up marrying an Englishman.
Right.
I don't know. There's not many Australians in Norfolk, so I don't hear the accent very well.
Could you pretend that you're still in Australia and speak to us in an Australian accent?
You know, I was there a week ago, and I don't know, mate.
There
I
you
don't
go.
Reckon I can do it.
That's fantastic. So, you moved to Norfolk, and what was it about Norfolk that sort of that you love so much?
I love the greenness and how friendly people are, and I love the rural feeling to it. And it's just a really small community, and you can't go out without someone knowing you and what you're doing. There's no secrets in Norfolk. I quite like that. It's very friendly, and there's everything here. There's sailing, surfing. There's something for everybody.
What about the argument we heard earlier that you've got to go out of, I mean, you have kind of gone out of Norfolk, you've moved the other side of the world, obviously, from Australia to Norfolk, but you've got to move out of Norfolk, perhaps to go to London to experience what, you know, hustle and bustle of city life is like, to appreciate it when you come back to Norfolk.
Possibly, but I just appreciate it every day. Even after a day shopping in Norwich, I can't wait to get back out to Elsham and put my feet up. But it's just lovely. And I'd be doing up to London for day trips, but it is really nice to come back. And the other thing I wanted to say, it was about people buying second homes. And my biggest objection to that is that's fine. If people have got the money to do it, then that's up to them. But I wish they would support local services and, you know, join committees and be involved, because there is someone I know up the road who has their things delivered from Harrods still, you know, and I just think, wow.
That's outrageous.
It is outrageous, and it makes me so cross, and they've bought this wonderful big home, good for them, but come on, put it back into the local community.
Well, you should go outside their house and protest and get some placards up and stuff.
Oh, God, my husband and children would disown me.
All right, Lisa, thanks very much indeed for your call. We're going to play some music now.
Today's Norfolk on 95.1 and 95.6 and 104.4 FM. This is BBC Radio Norfolk.
This is the Chris and Nicky Morning Show on BBC Radio Norfolk. Today with our special guest, Dominic Byrne from BBC Radio 1. And he's learning, he's on work experience.
First. This is not the day job for me, I just read the news and take abuse from Chris Moyles, usually. But this is nice for me, doing a local radio phone-in show.
So I'm very excited.
We're not abusing him at all, we're trying not to.
No, it's nice, all the callers are nice, and they're all saying nice things, and they've got lots to say as well, which is good.
Well, this is what we're asking you today is in honour of Dom being here, what was it that made you move to London to work? But what made you come back again? And we've got a lot of polarity here. I expected everybody to say, oh, Norfolk is fantastic and we love it. But a lot of people saying house prices are just the pits. Although house prices in London are huge, house prices here are just impossible as well. And so, in fact, on my informal tally here, I've actually only got 3 people for Norfolk think it's fantastic. And actually, 4 people against who say, it's fine, we love it, but house prices are a pain in the neck and we wish we could do something about it.
I've just seen my favourite text now of the morning. I moved from Hackney in London about 4 years ago. I'm not sure the pace is so much slower. I have to drive everywhere now, cut grass every week and look after my vegetable patch. That's from Sarah. Rural life, obviously, just as hard as in a city life.
Hard work, Sarah. And also, Steve, you're in Staffordshire on holiday in Great Yarmouth. You say, hi, I don't live in Norfolk or London, but if I had to choose, it would be Norfolk, nice and quiet. Thank you for that, Steve. We hope you're enjoying your holiday.
Just a quick one as well. It says, hello, Dom. I live in Freethorpe in Norwich, which is where my granddad lives.
Hello, granddad.
Hello, Jimmy. Hello, hope you're well. Which I hear, yes, your grandparents live there. My granddad does, yeah. I work in East and Central London every day and definitely wouldn't move, he says. So he kind of experiences both by commuting, I guess.
That's another one against London. And do we put the grass in, the cutting the grass every week? Is that for or against?
Well, I think she's, I don't know. I mean, she's pretty much saying it's hard work, doesn't matter where you live, whether it's like Australia or the previous caller or London or Norfolk. So I don't know, perhaps tick one for each, do you think?
I'll just save me in common pen.
Yeah.
Let's go to the phones now. If you want to call us, Dom has the numbers.
I do. 01603. This is brilliant for me, by the way. 01603 617 321 is the phone number. 01603 617 321. And we can take another call now. It's Joel in Bungie. Hello, Joel.
Hello.
How are you?
Not too bad, thank you.
Good. What are you doing in Bungie?
Well, playing on my computer at the moment.
Okay.
Having listened to Chris Moss.
Good for you. What computer game are you playing?
Puzzle Pirates on the internet.
Okay, any good?
That's not too bad, mate.
Good, okay. So what's your point? Because you didn't phone up to talk about that, did you? You probably phoned up to talk about what we're talking about.
Well, I've never lived anywhere else bar Norfolk, but I've travelled the country supporting Norwich. And I've got to say, Norfolk is so much nicer, basically. You go up into the Midland cities and full of rubbish and not nice people, or that's a bit of a generalisation, I know.
A little bit, yeah.
And then go down into London, that's a bit of a rat race, and it's all rushing about. I just like the quiet life here in Norfolk.
So, Joel, is that because Norfolk's familiar?
Possibly, yeah. Although, yeah, it could be.
Nice one. Thanks a lot, Joel. Thanks very much indeed for your call. That was Joel in Bungie there with some stuff to say. Now, we can hear from Victoria, who's in Walsingham. Hello, Victoria. How are you?
Hi there. Fine, thank you.
Good. What are you doing in Walsingham?
Right, I've got a holiday home here,
nice.
I used to fly all over the world with British Airways, and I think Norfolk's the best place in the world.
Right.
And I couldn't afford to buy in London for those 7 years that I was flying near Heathrow, and I've now got a holiday cottage up here, and I rent to loads of lucrative London holidaymakers.
So you're quizzing?
Sorry? Quizzing, yeah.
No quizzing.
I mean, I'm doing really well, so, and I get all my
clients to shop locally. They don't ring up Harrods and get deliveries or anything like that. They sometimes ask me if they can have Tesco's delivery number, and I say, well, go down to the local farm shop and buy all the local produce and go down to my local and eat there every night. And they just absolutely love it. I've got people coming back, and I wouldn't have it any other way, really.
But, Victoria, I have to ask you, I appreciate what you're doing about trying to keep the local economy alive.
Yeah.
But your holiday cottage could be lived in by somebody all the time.
Yeah, but if I, for instance, if I lived here all the time, I'd live quite frugally. I've got people renting out that come here, they're on holiday, they're splashing out and going to the shops and buying stuff that they wouldn't buy normally at home. And I'm using all the local tradesmen, I've got my builder coming around on Monday, so I'm putting into the local economy as well. And I'm also looking for my next project to do up here, and I'll use all local tradesmen there. And so I think I'm putting more money in than somebody that lives here sometimes all the time.
Victoria, thank you. Is Victoria right, everybody? Is she doing the right thing, supporting the local economy, getting her holidaymakers in her holiday cottage to support the local economy, or should she be thinking about putting her house on the market at a modest price?
Joan has just texted in saying, hello, I'm sick of hearing London is being put down. They only pay the price that greedy locals ask for.
Are we greedy? Or are we saying, if people in London are making huge profits on their houses, why can't we have a bit of that as well? 01603 617321 or text 07786 200 951. This is The Morning Show with Chris and Nikki. Chris will be back after 11, but we have Dominic Byrne from Radio 1 with us, trying his hand at our phone-in this morning.
Thank you very much, and I'm going to introduce some more music. Stevie Wonder, Superstition.
Stevie Wonder and Superstition here on BBC Radio Norfolk. This is The Morning Show. It's 10 to 11. This is Chris and Nikki's Morning Show with special guest Dominic from BBC Radio 1.
That's right. Hello to you.
And we're going straight to our phone lines. We're asking you, did you move away to London? What made you come back? And I think we're finding that house prices are driving everybody up the wall. Jane, what have you got to say?
Well, I'm just going to say that I actually moved away to London when I was 19. And I'm now 38, so obviously it's 19 years ago. And I wouldn't have changed it for the world, but I'm so glad to be back now in Norfolk.
What is it about being back in Norfolk that makes you happy?
I just think I've got two children now, and I wouldn't want them to have grown up down in London. You know, a lot of people might disagree with me on that one, but I think whilst I had a brilliant time when I was down there and I loved it and I wouldn't have changed it for the world, what they've got up here is just, you know, second to none, really.
What do you think? I mean, people in London have a certain impression of rural life, don't they? Norfolk, perhaps, in particular.
Yeah.
What is the kind of perception of Norfolk, in sort of, as somebody who's been in London?
I think when I first moved down there, it was, I don't know, well, I suppose a good example is, when I first met my husband, and I said, oh, do you want to come home for the weekend with me? He expected my mum and dad live in some big country mansion, and if they're listening to this, they'll probably be happy. But and then when I sort of like took him back, and they live in a small bungalow in Elsham, I think he was quite shocked. And well, I'm surprised he didn't do a runner, actually. But I think, you know, I mean, I don't mean to sound horrible, but you know, I go into Holt quite a lot because my little girl's at nursery near Holt, and I don't look upon Holt as a Norfolk village anymore, because there are so many people sort of from London and that there, and some of the shops are just so outrageously expensive.
Would you say, I mean, apart from the prices though, would you say it is nice to have perhaps a more of a cultural mix, if you like?
Definitely. Yeah, yes, it is, definitely. I just feel though that when people sort of come up here, they have to appreciate that life is slower. And, you know, things are different. And I think sometimes if people just are hopping back and forth, right, for the weekend, which, you know, I've got nothing against that. I used to do it myself to my mum and dad. But I think you have to appreciate that, you know, that you have to appreciate local people and their way of life. But,
Jane,
from my point of view, I wouldn't want to live anywhere else.
Thank you very much indeed for your phone call. It's nice. Sorry, I just love saying things like that. Thank you very much for your phone call. Okay, we're going to speak to Pippa. Pippa, you're in Norwich. Hello.
Hi there.
How are you?
I'm good, thank you.
Good. I've asked another woman her age, so I won't ask you your age. I'll just ask, what would you like to say?
Well, I worked down in London for a while for a PR agency in Windsor. Came back after not that long. But one of the things that concerned me about some of the calls this morning is this whole thing about Norwich is a really kind of slow pace of life, and Norfolk is all rural and beautiful beaches. It is, which is fantastic, but it's not a compromise living here. We've got a vibrant city in Norwich, lots of great towns. The shopping is fantastic now. Great nightlife. It's a really, really fantastic place to live. And as I said, it's not a compromise to live here.
Do you think there is an argument to be made that some people in Norfolk, perhaps don't venture out of Norfolk and therefore can't really discuss how beautiful Norfolk is because they haven't seen anywhere else?
I think that's absolutely fair. There are a lot of people in Norfolk who make assumptions about the rest of the world and they don't spread their wings enough. I mean, it's not like we're a million miles away from London. It's 2 hours on the train. I mean, I'm running my own business now, and I've got clients in Wetherby, so I'm sort of all over the country quite a lot. But it's not like we're cut off and we can't get anywhere else. It's we choose to either stay here or look around elsewhere.
Okay, Pippa, just before you go, how have you enjoyed my hour on Radio Norfolk?
Dominic, I think you've been absolutely fantastic. But when you go back to speak to Mr. Moyle, could you tell him to stop calling people from Norfolk bumpkins?
I will do that. I mean, I don't think he means it in a nasty way.
Oh, really?
No, I think he means it in a loving and caring way, but it just comes out sometimes as, you know, him just calling you bumpkins.
Right, okay.
But I will pass that on, Pippa. Thanks very much indeed for your call.
Thank you.
And one more before I have to go, and then the show can go back to normal and be better. James in Norwich, hello.
Hey, Dom, how you doing?
I'm good, James. How are you?
I'm well, thank you very much. Hi, Nicky.
Hi, James, how are you doing?
I'm good, thank you very much.
So you think Norfolk's a good place to bring your kids up? We're trying to lure Dom up the A1, A11 rather, to bring his kids up. What do you think?
Well, absolutely. I mean, I think the best thing about Norfolk is that it is a great place to raise a family. It's slower, there's more space. I'm sure a lot of people complain that there's not much maybe to do if you're young or, you know, in ways of youth clubs or nightclubs. But that's why people move away, isn't it? To find that bit of excitement.
The football team's not doing very well, though, is it?
Let's not talk about that.
Okay, fine. I thought you'd change the subject. Okay, fine. But generally, generally, you're sort of Norwich's biggest fan?
Yeah, well, I absolutely love it. I've moved around all my life.
Yeah.
I was born in Norwich. All my family's based in Norwich. And I was in Bristol for about 8 years, and last year moved back here to set up a family and buy a home. It's not that expensive at all. In fact, I couldn't afford to buy anywhere else. I don't understand what everyone's talking about.
I think it depends on how much money you've got, James. We're going to have to leave it there. Thank you so much to everybody who's called in this morning and supported Dom on his debut. We're going to bring our own Chris Gorham back here. He's been very patiently looking after us. We promised that we would rate Dom out of 10.
Yeah, this is the nerve-wracking bit.
We did. I'm quite happy for you to stay until 1 o'clock if you want, Dom. I'm quite enjoying just sitting here and listening.
Well, thank you very much. I think, does that mean, is that good? Because I'm good, or you're having a break? Is
a bit of both.
You can have a sandwich.
A bit of both. So if you did fancy staying until 1 o'clock, we've got some really interesting things to talk about later on in the programme. If you fancy joining in, then
I would absolutely love to, but ironically, I have to go back to London, despite the fact the subject of our phone-in show. I have to go back to London, unfortunately, but it's been a pleasure to be here. And, Nicky, thank you very much indeed for looking after me. I loved reading the phone numbers and the texts out and introducing songs. Don't get used to doing that sort of thing, so it's great.
He wants to be a jockey. He's going to go back to see Mrs. Byrne now and say, look, come on, actually, Norfolk is a great place to live. The schools are fantastic. Norwich is a wonderful place to live.
Absolutely.
And how about moving up here? What do you reckon? Would you do it?
Possibly. I've got a lot of family here, and we do come sort of as often as we can. I've got family in Docking. Do you know Docking?
Yeah.
And East Rodham, and my grandparents are in East Rodham, and my granddad's in Freethorpe. So we do come back, and we do like it very much. So for the meantime, though, obviously I can't do a commute between Norfolk and the Chris Moyle show. So I'm going to stay put in London for the time being, I think.
I've just got a bit of breaking news for you. I know you're a journalist by trade.
I am, yeah.
Your boss, Mr. Moyles,
yes.
is going to appear after our news on this programme, and
is
he's
he?
Going to give you a mark out of 10.
Is he? Okay.
Okay, so I'm not going to go. I'm going to leave it for him, because I think he's been listening elsewhere in the building. So.
Okay, good. Well, listen, thank you very much indeed, and it's been a real pleasure, and thank you to everyone in Norwich for looking after us. Very much enjoyed it.
Great stuff. Well, I think it's actually, I have to say, it has been very, very weird. Suddenly, somebody you've never met.
No,
weird in a good way.
Okay.
But somebody you never met sitting here suddenly trying to do what you do every day. Mm. So you've been very patient with us, so thank you.
I've quite enjoyed it, just sitting here watching. It's been good.
Everybody, Chris is here with his feet on the desk. just, you know, lying back, really taking it easy. Do stay with us. And next hour of the programme, we're talking about living without Microsoft. We've got Adam coming in talking about computers. And this new Microsoft Vista, have you had problems with it? If you really want this sorted out, you can answer your calls. And is there a way to live without Microsoft altogether? That's on The Morning Show with Chris and Nikki. And we'll also be catching up with Chris Moyles to give Dominic his rating out of 10.
On radio, on digital, and online, around the world. The home of Roy Waller's afternoon show. Every weekday from 1, BBC Radio Norfolk.
Jump on BBC Radio Norfolk. This is The Morning Show with Chris and Nikki. Back to normal. We had Dominic Byrne with us from Radio 1 just before the news, between 10 and 11. And he was doing his first ever local radio phone-in. And we now have his boss, Chris Moyles, with us, along with Dom, to give us a rating. How did you do, Chris?
Pointer Sisters.
Thank you very much.
There you go. I can't believe what I just saw. I'm appalled by that, miss. I must admit. She just shouted across to Chris... Who sings this? And Chris either didn't hear you, or he did, and he thought, let her sweat. Because he didn't say anything.
No, I was stitched up like a kipper.
I think he's got used to sitting, Chris has got used to sitting there doing nothing. Look, I mean,
I'm very happy just sitting doing nothing for the rest of the programme.
Who sings this? He's like that. Not saying anything, you do.
Yeah. All yours, Nikki, go on.
Thanks very much, everybody.
I thoroughly enjoyed the last hour of radio. Very much so.
What were you listening to?
No, I was listening to, you. I thought you were very good.
Thank you very much.
You know, I thought you could have jazzed it up a little bit.
Right.
You know, but a bit of fruity language in, that kind of thing.
You can't F and Jeff on BBC Local Radio.
Well, you say that, but you know, you could have done. And then, but I thought you were very good.
Thank you very much. I really enjoyed it, apart from calling a woman a French man. I thought
that was very funny.
Okay, good.
And that was Jean?
Jean. I thought it may have been Jean.
No.
You came in for a little bit of abuse though, did you hear?
I heard some woman had a go at me for saying the bumpkin thing.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Was that all I got? Did I get more?
No, that was about it actually, but she was fairly
I'm quite disappointed.
Angry.
And I thought I got a lot worse.
Everybody, Chris Moyles has been here this morning, broadcasting his show from here, and he did slip out earlier in the morning that Norfolk people were bumpkins, and we're not very happy about that.
So be very careful, I do have brilliant lawyers. Now, if I refer to some people as bumpkins, that doesn't necessarily mean that everybody's a bumpkin. See?
We'll let it pass just this once. We might let you come back.
What pass? Honestly, seriously, look behind you. Look through the window. Some of those people outside. Now, you tell me that these people are law-abiding citizens or bumpkins. You take your pick. I'll let you... Now, be honest now. Look. Especially the fellow in the cap.
Yeah. We've got lots of people outside here at the forum waving through the glass. In fact, we wondered whether we had to get the reinforcements in earlier because there were an awful lot of people on the
balcony. Look at the long-haired fellow on the right there. Look, now, he looks like he needs help. That boy there does. In every sense of the word.
He looks like I imagine the caller we had from Bungie to look. Did you hear that guy?
Yeah.
I sounded a bit tired.
But I did enjoy it. But it was very serious, though, the hour. I thought it was quite serious.
Well, it's, you know, serious local issues, and people have got strong opinions on them.
Did anyone phone up and say Norfolk is rubbish?
Yeah, a few people.
A few people, yeah.
Right, okay. Well,
We were split. Protest, I think it was split 50-50 between we'd never leave Norfolk again, and people actually said, house prices, a bit of a drag. Anyway, thank you very much.
Dubai. Dubai's very nice. Seriously, I've just come back on holiday. It's really, really nice. And it's quite reasonable as well. Not only over the Easter break. I'll be doing that again. But it's very nice. But don't go in the summer. It's too hot.
For anyone who missed Dom's performance on the radio this morning, would it be fair to say there'll be another chance to hear some of it on Monday morning on Radio 1?
Yeah, some of it. I mean, I've got to be honest. My favourite thing, Chris, and I think this is probably down to you, my favourite thing was right at the very beginning of the show when your microphone wasn't switched on. Now, that was my highlight. I thought if you'd have stayed like that,
Hello, good morning.
It would have been great radio. You'd have been Sony nominated. I thought that was nice. And when he introduced a couple of records, like he was genuinely very excited to be playing Texas.
Yeah, and Stevie Wonder, Superstition.
You're very good.
Yeah, I liked it very much.
We like that. Well, we'll let you go. We know you've got a train to catch.
I'm not, I'm driving.
I
can go whenever I want, yeah.
You can stay, yeah, absolutely.
Okay, because I've got the computer man coming in.
Yes, you can tell him all about your Mac.
Yeah, because that's the answer. That's life without Microsoft.
This is it. Adam Hale Sutton's coming in a little while to talk us through your computer problems. And the question is, everybody's having lots of problems with Microsoft Vista. And so the question is, can you live without Microsoft? And Mr. Moores has come up with the answer, yes, get a Mac.
Get a Mac, although I'm having trouble with my battery at the moment. I don't know if he can help. Is he PC-based only, or is it all computers?
I think he's pretty much PC, I have to say.
All right, there you go.
You can't with him, he's just sitting out there.
You can't go into Norfolk.
Where is he?
He's the man at the back.
Shaking his head.
Where? Okay, all right, I can't see him. There. Are you just PC-based? Yeah, you are.
Yes.
Well, there you go. You've got to get with the 90s, son. You've got to move on. Seriously, live a little bit. Push the boat out. But you go on the radio, blag one, get him for free.
I think we should move on too. Thank you very much, both of you, for coming.
Thank you
really
very much,
enjoyed
Nikki.
It. It's been a blast. And come up and see us again sometime.
Thank you, Nikki. Thank you, Chris.